Good morning again. Still morning, still early morning. This work is was made with cooperation with Liberate's team and Auburn University. And actually, I myself spent some time in Liberate's 3 months with some sabbatical. My sabbatical I spent in Liberate's, and I knew the people there. So we have a good cooperation. So we did some work. And actually, Muhammad and myself originally came from Mansour University, where he's still working there, just he's in a sabbatical in Czech Republic. Our work is just evaluating some urgent spanions, different systems. Or just, as we know that regarding to systems, processing leads to structure. When you, the processing gives you a structure, and structure gives you properties of the yarn and the properties, performance, and of course, depending on the performance, you choose the processing or the technology, and again, so it's kind of affect each other. If we look here, we will be working on three types of spinning. Two of them are using vortex. And here how the range of yarn count and what the tenacity you can get from different yarns. So within this range, the fine range, you can see the open end is lower, and the ring, of course, is the highest and the best and the universal or versatile processing system. And the MVS or urgent yarns are crossing in between. And this is same thing like the here, the speeds, but of course the here, the major factor, we would be happy just having the ring spinning if it can give us production rate that we are after now. But just the only limit of the that system, the ring spinning, is the speeds. So here, like we see, the jet spinning goes high and goes faster with the production rate. To compare two systems, vortex systems, we will compare the Murata with the Reiter. The Reiter just new in the market, and they have different systems. The Murata uses a needle at the entrance of the hollow part that it has the vortex, but Reiter introduced like kind of not a straight bath, but there is here a kink or whatever to hold the fibers to, you know, hold some of the, because if these things are not there, we would have only just a false twist. This is the comparison between them, and the objectives here. Don't agree very much with that. We are just introducing the Reiter system, but it's comparing systems together, not the Murata and Rotor. I believe there are hundreds of papers touched or work on that thing, but the new thing here actually is the Reiter. So we'll see how it behaves and for the airjet yarns. The three yarns produced from viscose. Sure, we are, as Al said, it's cotton built wide, why we're using other material. But sometimes when you compare things, you need something that with less variability and easy to control, like viscose, 30 millimeters, 38 millimeters, 1.3 DCTEX. And the speeds of here, like 370, we kept the speed, same speed on the both machines, 375 meters per minute, compared to the 12 meters or 20 meters per minute on the ring spinning. In testing, we have just took some SEM images of the yarn to look at the yarn, and we use the mechanical properties or kind of just stress strain curves to see, or load elongation curves to see the regular ones. And again, another one is We put cyclic loading on the yarn at the beginning and then continue to the break point. And then we use the sonic modulus because, you know, it's the same school, they have the same machine. And we have also in Auburn, I work for Auburn University, we have also the sonic modulus, and I have you worked on it, and I'm still not confident enough that this test can be used as a must on like the other mechanical testing things. It's still not established itself in testing world. Here, this is the we don't have to show SEM machine, but we show you the machine that used in Liberates to do the cyclic loading. It's similar to the Enstron, but it's used to, we use 250 millimeters gauge length on the yarn, and it does cyclic 20 cycles, and it ranges the load between 0.2 and 1 newton, and then follow to the, take the yarn to the breaking point. So this is second test to see the effect of cyclic loading. The principle of the sonic modulus, I don't think you need me to repeat that again. My friend Muhammad mentioned that in more details, but just I will see that the pulses at 5 megahertz, the pulse that sonic the pulse that sends from one transmitter to another, or from the transmitter to the receiver. Again, this is the details of the equipment, which is, and this is the same sonic modulus equation. E, the modulus is rho c squared, where the c is the speed in kilometer per second, and the rho the material density. And we had a long debate what density we use for yarn, because first I started using this machine, I tested copper wires and other that solid metals, and then we used it for monofilament, which we knew this it will work, and it worked fine, very fine actually with monofilaments. But how what density we will use with spun yarn or stable yarn, stable fiber yarn, which is today I learned a lot from the previous presentation that they use actually the density, the packing density. So they use the density. So this is again, I don't know, complicated the future of the sonic machine, because you have to use, measure the sonic modulus, the sonic speed, and go measure the packing density, which is, it's very hard. It's very hard, it's not easy. Or maybe we use some approximation from yarn diameter, and then we can calculate the packing density. just this slide to show that we have, in 2006, I myself and Dr. Rob Broughton and some people here presented a paper on the Fiber Society conference using the sonic modulus, and we using the modulus in gram per denier and the sonic modulus in gram per denier. And this is a conversion actually between the modulus in Pascal and the gram per denier. Okay, this work was made on multifilament yarn. So we made it. We changed. We got the. We actually dissolved cotton fibers, and made specifically like a viscose yarn. We have a spinning unit in the university, in Auburn University, and we made yarns. And we added to the yarn some. It was it just started to show up the carbon nanotubes to see, you know, nanotubes to the the material that we made extrude to make the yarn. And actually, without going into details, this is the relation we found between the modulus and the normal modulus and the sonic modulus. It looks like, it looks nice. And this is another work made at, just presented last 2011 at Liberec. They made also, they used it. But here you see that the sonic modulus is the blue and the initial modulus in red. They don't go hand by hand. This is, you see, this is going up, and this is just, you know, the change is not that much. But we're still working on it. This is the scanning electron microscopy for the two yarns, just the vortex, and this is the Ritter vortex. This is Murata vortex, of course, which is more beautiful. It depends on the end use, which one you like. But here we go to the load elongation curves that we got from the machine. These are the load elongation curves for them, and this is the average load elongation curves. It's not made or it's not intended, but the Ritter came first, and this is the Murata came second. It's for one yarn count, same materials. And this is, the, of course, here the open end or the rotor yarn. Here, this is the cyclic loading. You load to a certain point, which is one newton, and then you start cycling between 1 and 0.1 and 1, 20 cycles, and then go ahead and finish the break the yarn. This is for the vortex, which is the Murata, and then second, which is in black, by the way. Yeah, this is the red, which is Ritter 1. It's higher in values, forces for sure, but the width, which is, I'm looking at this width and this width, they are look the same for me. Maybe I was like, seeing, is what do you read from this? Is this is the just a, like a permanent set in the, or fiber to fiber movement maybe or something, but this is kind of permanent set in the yarn due to the skill clothing. And this is here, the open end, the third one, which is wide compared to the other ones and lower, of course, in forces. They very similar or very close to each other in extension and break. Here, the sonic modulus. This is the speeds. I see here, like, there is a difference between the three, but this is the speed, not the modulus. This is, of course, how they are scattered. We have V. V means vortex, Murata, and ROT is the rotor yarn, and this is the R is the Ritter one. Anyways, these are the numbers, the average numbers of the speed. We still need rho to calculate the E. This is kind of... we're expecting that if the rotor is for the rotor, the speed is higher than the vortex, this one, but because of the density, packing density, maybe it's bulkier, so if you calculate the modulus will be less, or the order of the three will change. It will go, or it will both be the lowest. I will end with some closing remarks that the three yarns made it for the elongation. We are very similar, but when we arrange them, we rank them in terms of strength. The Ritter came first, and then the Murata, and then the Rotor, and sonic modulus still not, for my opinion, still not established itself in the testing, yarn testing field. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe a quick question for MCs.
It can be not. Okay.
I don't see any questions. So thank you, MCs.
Okay. Nice. Okay. I accept quick. Thank you.
Here. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Ramses.
Yeah. The fact that you make cycling tests,
yeah.
Is it
normalized? Is it used, usual to make that, that testing?
No, no. The regular one, the regular one is just you go start from the beginning and just one at specific rate of loading over the course of different gate.
So what
the cyclic is added, it's added to see the effect.
Look at the microphone.
Okay. Again, the question was why we added the cyclic loading, right, to the test. I will go to the first one. Here, after like we reach 1 newton, started 20 cycles, you can, it's not a standard test. So we think that it's okay if we just go do 20 cycles. Someone else can decide to do 100 cycles. But this is to see the effect of the yarn structure, how the fibers will slide inside the yarn, fibers to fibers sliding or change. Because actually it's one of the points that I wanted to raise. Thank you for the question. Because in the introduction, I mentioned here that the system and the technology and the processing affect each other. So if a yarn that if you're subject to cyclic loading and gives you a very wide band, don't use it in warp. In warp, use it in filling. Because in warp, you subject the yarn to the yarn to cyclic loading. So just put it in filling. Find another yarn that gives you very narrower band and use it as a warp. Or this is the answer. Yes. Do I have a time?
Yes.
So when the yarn breaks,
yes.
Are the fibers, the individual fibers, you use a staple yarn?
It is stable yarn. So these are stable yarn.
So does the breakage, including breakage of a yarn, of a staple fiber, or is it sliding a part of the yarn, or is it actual fracture of the fiber?
It's a very excellent question. You can keep going on cyclic loading until you shake it, until you reach, but you have to increase the load or keep with it until it breaks. It can break, but this is not what we do. We do, after we're doing the cyclic, we take it to the breaking point, which is regular breaking points. You have some fibers break, you have some sliding, depends on the structure at that point. Yeah.
All right, thank you, MC.
Thank you. Thank you again for the questions.
Beyond quick.